Lord bless. Who's ready to sing tonight? Hey, I want to see all hands up. It's a matter of entering in, isn't it? And to be blessed and to be a blessing to whomsoever. There's more people to come. You know, I normally work where I just let the Lord lead. I do that all the time. Lord, you lead whatever you want, whatever you say. But he doesn't normally leave it to this late. So I bought a big thing to find out how it's going to work. So I'd like for you folks that if I call you up, be ready to come as soon as you can, because to fit other people in. And just let's have one song right here and now. A chorus, as you remain seated, more than anyone else, I want to see Jesus. And Nancy up there hasn't got a list of these because the Lord's picking it as I call it. More than anyone else, I want to see Jesus. I want to see Him who suffered for me, save me in His love. I'll praise and adore Him and tell Him that I love Him more than anyone else, more than anyone else. Right there. It says there, I want to see Him who suffered for me. Now that's not just me. It's everyone individually. It's not the church. It's you. Safe in His arms, I'll praise and adore Him. That means, in my case, I have to enter in and sing like I'm praising my Lord. Like I am praising my Lord. Just to be different, I'll ask our pastor to come and open in prayer at this time and welcome you folks.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to be in the house of God. We appreciate each one that's here. Good to see Brother Ian Hamer after many years. God bless you, Brother Ian from Tauranga. And I just wonder if we could just pray first, then I want to read a scripture. So if we just bow our heads and hearts to God. Precious Lord Jesus, we come to Thee in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. And Lord, we just want You to receive all the glory and honor of our gathering together. I pray, Lord, that You'll bless every heart, bless our hearts to be in the right frame of mind and attitude, Lord. We just want to hear from Thee. We pray that You'll speak to every heart, Lord. We commit this time to You, and may You bless every speaker, every musician, every song person. Lord, we commit each one to Thee in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give You glory, Lord, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to turn to the book, Psalm 100, and I haven't written any notes or anything, but I just was impressed with this verse of scripture, and I'll explain what I feel about our time together. It says here in Psalm 100, verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that The Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. May God bless the reading of His precious word. We just go back to verse 1, and I just want to emphasize, if I can, that you haven't come to a concert. This is not a concert. This is a time of worship. And we appreciate every gifted person that will partake in this. But really, it's to give praise unto our Lord. And we want to avoid, if we can. I know we sometimes do it, but, you know, every time somebody gets up and sings, then everyone claps and everything like that. But that's not right. I don't believe that's right. It's saying, great job. Can you do it better than that? No. If you have to express it, open your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the praise and your worship. Thank you for your wonderful plan of salvation. You know, I don't say this badly about America, but I've been there many times. And I've gone to America, and I've actually spoken to people about it, that when everything's done by clapping, let's praise the Lord, and they all clap. He didn't say clap, he said open your mouth from your lips. Let praises be made unto God. He wants to hear from you. And so when we come and we express our love for Him, it's got to be from our heart through our lips. That's what we need to do. And when we come here, we just want to be able to give Him thanks and praise from our lips unto God. Now, I'm not against clapping in a sense. Sometimes we do. If we get really filled with the Spirit and we start praising God, that's different. But when you start clapping for a person that's sung, that's a different story. Because the next guy comes up. Now, I'm just being honest with you, brother and sister. The next guy comes up and he maybe is not as good. Like me. Right. And maybe there's not a few go, about three or four claps. It's not right. I don't think that's good. So it's best if we just say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that's been spoken. Now, I don't want to make a big law about it or a big issue. All I'm saying is let us be careful to give the praise where it's due unto our Lord. Got a brother and sister here from Nigeria, I believe. God bless you, my brother. It's great to have you here and your wife. I was just talking to a brother in Zambia just a few moments ago, actually, and just helping them out there. And they listen to our services on the internet, which this is on the internet. They listen to our services every week. And last week, we had close to 400 visitors. So even though there may not be too many here tonight, just remember this, that we're reaching out to the body of Christ in whatever country they are in. So it's a great honor and privilege to do that. So you're all welcome. Love you having you here. Pray that God will bless every one of you and help us all to get closer to Him. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
That's the way. Let it be free from our hearts. Praise unto our Lord Jesus, for He is worthy to be praised. Brother Lee, it's all yours. Thank you.
It's good to know that it's the Lord that gave us the talent, and those that sing and whatever they do, play the instruments, it's the Lord that gives the talent. And so when we have someone that does it for us, let's praise the Lord for that talent. The person's not trying to do an exercise, they just want to praise God. So we'll do it when they finish their item. Okay. It's a little bit hit and miss here. We'll just see how we go. Let's sing 107, Once My Heart and Soul Was Fettered. Shall we stand as we sing? Sing from your heart to be praising the Lord.
Once my heart and soul was fettered by the binding chains of sin, but the great immense veil set me free to worship Him.
Yes, He did. Sometimes might have cut it a bit short to try and fit it all in, and the two fine gentlemen here, Brother Charlie and Brother Reef, would you like to come now and do your item? Praise God. I love when I hear Charlie singing the things of God. It comes from his heart, comes out in his voice, and then we share with it. It is so nice. Amen.
Touch me, and now I no longer the same. He touched me, oh yes, He touched me, and something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me whole. Oh, your sins he cleansed and made me whole. I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout his wild eternity roll. Oh, he touched me. Oh, yes, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Oh, something happened, and now I know. Touched me and made me whole. He touched me and made me whole.
Amen.
I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders and the number of them was 10,000 and 1,000 and 1,000 singing with a loud voice, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brothers. Test. Do you feel the presence of the Lord? That's good. It doesn't come from just floating around, it comes from your heart. So as these items come, just go with it. Just go with it. Keep praising the Lord from your heart and you'll find you'll be blessed. Thanks, Charlie, Brother Reef. We've got one here from Brother Nico. And Brother Peter's going to assist him. When we go and sing collectively while these fellows are getting ready, just enter the song or the hymn and just let it come from down below. Because it's here for the praise that we're here for, to praise our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I didn't know what instrument he was going to use because it's Brother Nico actually has a number of them. He plays the piano, he plays the trumpet, and also the saxophone. And he can even sing. Well, look, while it's still getting ready, let's sing number 110, I am redeemed. Just while you remain seated while they're getting ready. I am redeemed. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed, and I know I am. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, saved from sin and below I am. For my sins are taken away. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am. Thank you, Brother Nico.
So today I'm going to be playing It Is Well With My Soul, and you guys can sing along if you want.
My brother. Praise God. Now we have Sister Missy has a song. Is that right, Sister Missy? That's the message I got. We may spring it on, you may not know. I see Sister Louise down the back too. She hasn't told me she has one, but she normally does. Okay. If it's not tonight, might be tomorrow, maybe. Would you all like to stand and we'll sing It's the Holy Ghost and Fire. And then we'll get, in the meantime while we're singing that, Pauline and Mari. It's the Holy Ghost and Fire.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
may be seated. Don't forget, when you're singing along, you've probably got about another 200 or 300 or 400 people singing along with you at their time of listening. Because when you are singing, the words are up there for them to see from the cameras. Thank you, folks. Thank you, my sisters. Brother Chris, would you like to come forward? You're in trouble. No, you're not.
Just want to thank God for his keeping power. Amen. It's been the theme my whole week. God saved me, and he's just so real, and I'm just so grateful. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It goes like this. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. I worship His holy name and sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship His holy name. We'll sing that one more time. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name and sing like never before. And oh, my soul, I worship His holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your songs again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing. When the evening comes, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and oh, my soul, worship His holy name and sing like never before, and oh, my soul, I worship His holy name. And on that day, your rich and love and your soul to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. Oh, 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, oh, my soul, I worship His holy name and sing like never before. And oh, my soul, I worship His holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, I worship His holy sing like never before. And oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Then sings my soul, oh, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great.
Just getting on the clapping thing. We get excited, but, you know, we're praising the Lord. That's what we want to do. Let it come from your heart and give it in words to praise the Lord. We're going to stand and sing now. I don't know. about tomorrow, number 287, Nancy. And you just put yourself in these words here. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to grey. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Just apply that to your own life and where you've come from. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry all the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't see. Praise God. Let it flow. We like the amens and the hallelujahs and praise God. What we're here for. Let it all out. Praise God. We're going to sing the chorus here once more. Then I'm going to ask Brother our Tauranga man. And you come up and you might like to say something, my brother. Many things about tomorrow. You know, the Lord also knew all about the past as well. Do you know that? Just popped in my head. He knew about you before you were even born. And his sons and daughters, he put their names in the Lamb's Book of Life before we were even thought of. So he knew about our previous as well as our what's coming. And he's got it all in control. Many things about tomorrow to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. But I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. You may be seated. Brother Albert, I knew I'd
be okay. Amen. Yeah.
I know my brother long time. I get these things and getting older.
Yes. He knows me since 1983. Yes, many things about tomorrow. There are many things about yesterday. I want to remember the good things of yesterday, but I don't want to dwell on yesterday. I want to dwell on today and the glorious future which lies before us. You know, but I can always testify of what happened in my life. It's just what we all should be able to do, talking about what the Lord's done in our lives. And as I just said, I was here in 1983, 1st of May, I was rebaptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, right here. Is it still here, the pool? Yes, right down here. And that's the first time I ever saw angels in my life, over there, on the top there, a whole lot of lights. Not that that means anything, they are here, whether we see them or not. But I have lovely memories from Gisborne, and I got to know my wife here really good. At a convention, how's that? Yes. A real blessing. So over the years, you know, we grow up and we mature in the Lord. We grow in understanding, knowledge. But that does not replace the Holy Spirit.
Right.
It doesn't replace faith. Amen. Jesus said, when I come, will I find faith? He asked that. So we want to grow in faith, grow in understanding. That Paul prayed for his church. He said, Lord, grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So we need to have that and grow in it. And I don't know if it's appropriate, but I just read it. I picked up the wrong Bible this evening. I've got my wife's Bible. She's got a little letter in here. I just found that. Be nosy. And it was written 16th of November 2018 at 1:30 in the morning from my youngest daughter. I'd just like to read that and give you some thoughts on it. She says here, Dear Mama, I just wanted to say that I love you so much. Even when I'm rude and snappy and act distant, sorry that I get like that sometimes. My biggest fear in life will be to lose you. So please never leave me. You are the most important person in my life, and I couldn't live without you. I need you more than you know, so much more. You are my biggest inspiration, and I thank the Lord for you every day, because you are my biggest blessing. Thank you for being the best mum and friend to me. Lots of love from your daughter, Stephanie. Isn't that lovely? So that's the daughter that's 18. She's the youngest of our 11 children. And sure, gives you understanding. A person growing up needs friends. They need encouragement. So if you have children, you know, until they have a real experience in the Lord, they need that encouragement. So she's getting married in February, probably. Greatest love will be the husband. But it really should be the Lord,
Amen.
Number one in our lives. Amen. And then we can face up to every situation in life. You know, sometimes we think, oh, I couldn't live without this, or I couldn't do that. We can. He doesn't put us through things we can't handle. But to be in a perfect will of God is the best place to be.
Amen.
Especially as we see the day approaching and the things happening in the world, there's one place of safety, is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's where we want to be found. And He is our greatest inspiration. And He will never leave us nor forsake us. You know, even if earthly friends forsake you, like we sing the song, He will never leave us nor forsake us. It's all a done deal. So I'm so glad I can, you know, be here after 40 years walking with the Lord. It's still the greatest thing in my life. I always say the greatest blessing was to meet Jesus Christ. For Him to come in my life, and then second greatest blessing, meeting my wife. And so it's our portion.
Yes.
It's our portion.
Thank you, Lord.
You can go the Lord's way, or you can go the hard way.
Yes.
So let's choose the Lord's way. And you know, there's daily we can dedicate our lives afresh to Him every morning. We don't want to... We don't have to rededicate our lives in a sense, because we have made a deal. We have given our lives to Him, but we do recommit our lives all the time to the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, His mercies are new every morning. And His presence, His grace, His power is the same every day. Whether you walk with Him, just meet Him, or if you know Him for 40 years, He's the same.
Amen.
Let's never lose sight of that. He is not far. He is not far. And Let's never get used to just, I'm a Christian. No, I walk in the power of God. And I'm expecting the power of God in my life. And if there's a need, expect the power of God to come on the scene. So much time is wasted by, yes, I know. I shared this testimony the other day. It's just something I heard from someone I knew. He had a meeting, and he just was in a hurry to go to another meeting. But at the door was a man on crutches, and he wanted a prayer. And he said, "Can you pray for me?" And he was looking at a watch, and oh, he wanted to be quick. He said, "Do you believe that God can heal you?" He said, "Yes, I believe it with all my heart." He said, "Do you believe He can heal you right now?" He said, "I believe it." So he prayed and shut off. The man was healed. The man was healed. And then 3 weeks later, he had another situation. This person was a similar situation. He asked the same question. "Do you believe God can heal you?" "Yes, if He wants to." "Do you think He can heal you right now?" "Yeah, if He wants to." And she stayed sick. You see, let's be positive and say what the Word says, and not how we feel about it, or "I'm not worthy," and all that kind of false humility. We are worthy in Christ Jesus. We have been accepted in the Beloved, so we can cry out, "Abba, Father," whatever need we have. And you know, a church without power is not a good sight. God hates a powerless church. So let's just have faith, and even tonight as we encourage one another in song and little sermon. Do you have a sermon, Brother Howard? Mine is a greeting. So, I greet you in the name of the Lord, and God bless you all. And it's lovely to be here, and we'll see you tomorrow morning again. God bless.
Thank you, Brother Albert. You know, I often tell the people, and I know it's true, that if you don't believe that Lord can answer your prayer, I say, don't bother praying. There's some strength to that. Why pray to the Lord if you're not going to believe he's going to do it for you? You could say, oh, but this or that or something else, it didn't work last time. That is nothing whatsoever to do with your request. On the moment that you have a need, ask the Lord, expect an answer. It may not be yes, it may not be no, it may be different. But he has answered your prayer because you asked, believe. I'd like Brother Tatu to come after we sing the song. If we'd like to stand and sing, give me that old-time religion. The old-time religion, they even clap their hands while they're singing. That's when you're allowed to clap your hands because you're singing. Give me that old-time religion. Old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Now that's the truth. Now that you've practiced and seen the words, we're going to sing it again just before Tadu comes, and just know that it's going to happen for you. Give me that old high religion, that old high religion, give me that old. You may be seated. The others? Not Tadu.
Thou art the person, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy I'm
Thank you, Brother Taru. Always sings with great depth when he sings. It's really good. Sister Louise, did you have a song for tonight? Okay, well, if you'd like to come at this stage. But just before we do, we'll sing a hymn so she can get ready there. Is number 306, How About Your Heart? And then after Sister Louise has sung a song, I was going to ask Brother Howard if he would come and talk to us.
How about your heart? Is it right with God? That's the thing that comes today. Is it black by sin? Or is it pure within? Would you rise rising to stay? People often see you and you are outside. Jesus really knows you, for he sees inside. How about your heart? Is it right with God? That's the thing that comes today. Friend, how would you feel if your heart would ache with a window on each side?
But if you're not sure how your heart is right with God, we invite you to come along tomorrow, 10 o'clock. here in this building, and you can find out how you can actually put that right. Just leave it to the Lord. Oh, little Eloise, come with Grandma, huh?
Yep.
Do you remember my name? Lee, yeah, you got it right. I got a granddaughter that's called Eloise as well, so it's easy for me to remember. Thank you, Louise.
So this is a song that the Lord gave me many years ago when I was homeschooling the children, and Eloise has learnt it so beautifully, so we're going to sing it together, aren't we? But the fruits of the Spirit
is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
But the fruit of the Spirit
is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Thank you, Eloise. Oh, I see. Howard.
Praise the Lord. It's been very good.
Hallelujah.
It's a bit of talent coming up in the church. We appreciate everyone being here, and but what we appreciate most of all is having the Lord here. Without the Lord, it's all in vain. And so we just pray that he will help us over this weekend. I wasn't planning on preaching, actually. I've got preaching two sermons tomorrow, and I thought Albert was going to do the preaching, but I haven't got a... Hold on, just one moment. I'll turn to Hebrews 12, Nancy. Nothing prepared, but the Word of God is prepared. It's always prepared. And I pray that God will speak to us through this Word. If you haven't got your Bible, just see it on the screen. It says, Paul speaking, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So may God just bless his word for a few moments. You know, I just love reading this because it says there, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Those witnesses, if you look on your Bible, is chapter 11. And these people knew what a trial was. They weren't just drifting into church on Sunday and home again. No, brother and sister, they had to endure as Jesus had to endure. In verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And brothers and sisters, if Jesus had to endure, just remember this, you're going to have to endure. There's no shortcuts. We're going to have to press into God. He's provided us the way. And as we see from our brothers and sisters in Hebrews 11, what they had to endure and go through. You know, it's just so easy to drift. A drifting spirit is a terrible thing. It'll take you down into hell if it's unchecked. You can go to church and go through all the forms. But really what we want to do is we want to lay aside every weight and the sin. Now, I just want to say about that sin, that's a sin. And there's something in your life that raises its ugly head all the time and drags you down. It could be all manner of things. And only you would know what it is. Only I know what it is. But brothers and sisters, we've been warned to be careful that we don't let that besetting sin, the sin which so easily beset us, you're walking with God, feeling really happy and rejoicing in the Lord, then bang, in comes that sin and drags you down. It's just a little thing, but it drags you down. I just want to say this to you, that Jesus Christ has overcome every sin. He is our mighty conqueror. He had to overcome. And because he overcame, he's sitting with him in his Father's throne. And to them that overcome will also sit with us on that throne. Isn't that wonderful? Who's so glad Jesus overcame? You cannot overcome yourself. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost to bring you through. And he will help us. And he will bring us through. For he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Do you believe that? So we have a lot to look forward to. We're looking forward to that glorious rapture. The coming of the Lord, I believe, is at hand. I believe Jesus Christ will come at any time. That's why Jesus said, be ye therefore ready, for an hour when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Hallelujah. So, brother and sister, I've been a Christian over 50 years, or more than that. I don't want to think about it. But I just want to say this, I've got to be ready. Doesn't matter what we've done, we've served the Lord, we've done all we can, that's great. But how are you today? If Jesus should come tonight, are you ready? And we're going to lay aside that sin, that thing, that little ugly little thing that raises his head up. You know, I think it was one of the great ministers of God, I can't remember which, whether it was Smith Wigglesworth or one of those brothers said, sin is a hideous monster. Don't let that stay in your life. It'll take you down. You've got to address that in the name of Jesus Christ and bind it. Put it under the blood of Jesus. Just keep walking. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. Be filled with the Spirit every day. Wait on God. Don't get caught up with the world. The things of this world will drag you down. You've got to walk close to God. Who loves him? He's a wonderful Savior. Praise be to God. If I preach long enough. Right. Well, God bless you all, and we're looking forward to a really good time tomorrow. Service starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we have a luncheon in the side hall, and then we have an afternoon service. Generally, it's a lot smaller at 1 o'clock. Isn't it 1 o'clock? Yeah. So God bless you, and thank you for coming. I don't think God's going to leave you disappointed. I think you're going to go away with a bucket full of honey. Hallelujah. And may you be blessed. We really appreciate you being here. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Lee.
You know, if you have any things that you're battling with, but you still know underneath that you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got that witness. We're going to sing a song now while you remain seated. It's really, really good because it's talking to you. What you've started with God, he's going to see you through to the end. Why? Because you're never alone. Just watch the words as we sing and just let the Holy Spirit just touch yourself. Just to assure you that he will see you through. It's a lovely, lovely hymn.
I've seen the lightning flash.
I've heard the voice of my Savior.
love about the sermon is besides everything in it, I'm always singing about me. Because me and Lee, same. Never leave Lee alone. He'll never leave Lee alone. I hold on to that. I didn't need the words to do it or the rhyming of it, but I know it's the truth. Absolutely. Well, we're going to have supper tonight, immediately after this song here. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you, number 321. Let's sing it reverently to him, and then you may be dismissed over to the hall over the back there for some supper. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you. Pray now to close the service and also to thank the Lord for the supper and fellowship we're about to have. Lord Jesus, we do appreciate you, Lord. That's what we came here for, to express what is in our heart out through our mouth, knowing it's the truth. If anyone should have been praising you and it wasn't there, they still have the chance for the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in their heart. All they have to do is accept it. I think of the people that are listening and on the internet or around the world, wherever they are. The Lord loves you too. Hasn't forgotten you, never has. All we need to do is to remember our Lord God, and there is only one Lord God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. We thank you for the fellowship we're going to have today. We thank you that we have the fellowship over the past months and years. And the fellowship until you come will be wonderful. Bless the supper to us, Lord. And may we just be uplifted because you were here tonight. Help us, Lord, to consider being here tomorrow where you may extend it further, Lord, how much that you love us, that we may return the same love. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you have any talking to do, please go quietly and do the talking over in the hall. Lord bless you.